Watch what goes into your mind. This brain is an interesting thing. I got to tell you something about this. It never switches off. You may go to sleep, but your brain doesn't. It still continuously assesses all the information you've gone through in the day. It's called dreams. You start to spread them out, sort them out. You start to solve problems in your sleep as well. The 10 minutes before you go to sleep and the 10 minutes after you wake up in the morning are the most important times of your life. And as a hypnotist and a psychologist, let me tell you, they're called the hypnopompic and the hypnagogic state. And they are the most suggestible for the human brain, human mind. Whatever you tell yourself will happen. Whatever you contemplate, Plato says, you will create in your life. You will become that which you contemplate. So please, watch what goes into your mind. If it's terrible things, if you hear terrible things, if you read terrible things, if you watch terrible things like television, you've heard this before, it's called an idiot box for a reason. Next time your friends, family come over, don't stand with them watching TV, stand behind the TV set. Stand behind the TV set and look at their faces, and most of them are looking like this. It's called an idiot box for a reason. It makes people into idiots eventually. You start to believe things like Ally McBeal is real. Oh, I wish they would be out of, I wish I could be like them. You cannot. That woman herself, the actress, has problems. It's a writer's imagination making real something that you think is real. In one hour, we are led to believe a problem is created and a problem is solved in 1 hour. Is your life like that? No. It takes a long time to get to know someone. It takes a long time to love someone completely. It takes a long time to make that career change happen. It takes this, what goes into your mind, because eventually, people, what goes into your mind will come out one place, here. Because who you are makes a big difference. Once I was counseling a model in New York, and my job was to give her more confidence on the catwalk, but she had this major problem. She was beautiful, very beautiful. She's so beautiful, I walked up to her and I gave her a compliment. I said, young lady, you are just the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And she said, I know, but my hair. She kept flipping her hair. There's something wrong with my hair. I looked at her hair and I wish, that's the kind of hair that I wish I had. Beautiful hair. I said, something wrong with my hair. And everybody who gave her a compliment, she did exactly the same thing too. She said, something wrong with my hair. The next day I heard a senior vice president talk to a junior vice president of the company. The junior vice president said to the senior vice president, he said, we should use this beautiful model for our cosmetic line. The senior vice president said, I don't think so. There's something wrong with her hair. Where did he get the idea? From her. Where do people get the idea about you? Because people meeting you for the very first time are listening all about you. They're not psychic. They can't do that. You can't touch somebody and say, aha, I feel this person is wonderful. It doesn't happen like that. They have to talk. You have to talk. So when somebody gives you a compliment, what do? What's your response? Thank you? Thank you, that's wonderful. Or is your response automatic? Like this young guy who was talking to this young lady, and the young lady gave him a compliment and said, that's a beautiful tie you have. And the man said, yes, thank you, yours too. And she was wearing no tie. Is your response automatic? You're a handsome man. Oh, you're a handsome woman too, thank you very much. Automatic? Or do you find something you want to thank them for who they are? Is your response automatic? Or do you become like that person I complimented this morning downstairs? I said to this young man, you're a handsome young man. He was helping me carry the bag, you know, this with all this stuff. And I said, you're a handsome young man. I said, yeah, but I have a pimple here. I said, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Take it back. I take it back. When you start to point out your abnormalities, when you start to point out your deficiencies, when you start to point out all the things that are wrong with you, those are the only things that stick in people's heads. When you start to point out all those good things about you, you start to become, some people say, arrogant. If I point out to you and say, wow, you're the CEO of this company, you must have a grand management style because everybody loves you. I said, no, not really. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Must be something else. Your father owns the company? Ha, maybe. I don't know. Don't be afraid of what other people say to you. This is one thing I want you to learn, memorize right on the napkin. Don't fear what other people tell you. Be very afraid of what you tell yourself. If there's one thing you leave with today, leave with this. You are speaking messages to yourself. You are self-talking daily at the rate of 50,000 messages a day. 50 to 80, they say. 50 to 80,000 messages a day, and almost 70%, 80% of that is negative. Oh, I can't do it. I don't think so. Oh, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough brains. I don't have enough power. I don't have enough love. Oh, God, I don't know how I'm going to make it today. How many people here talk to themselves? Those of you who are sitting there right now looking at me and going, do I talk to myself? I don't think I talk to myself. No, I don't. Maybe I don't. That's talking to yourself. Everybody talks to themselves. When you ask yourself questions, you are talking to whom? Hey, there's this other being in me. Did I tell you about it? Hey, how are you? No, I'm great. Good to you too. I'm multiple personality. You are talking to yourself. So daily, recognize that if you switch those messages to positive messages, what will happen is you start to become positive. But you know, the first thing you wake up in the morning and that 10 important minutes, you're listening to disastrous radio music. The music is beautiful, but the messages can be deadly. Listen to songs that will depress you, like Michael Learns to Rock. I think he's still learning, but we're... The one about the actor, how do the words go? I'm not an actor, I'm not a star, and I have no money to even buy a car. The song is beautiful, but the word, listen to it. So, in that regard, you're listening to deadly songs. You wake up in the morning, Mariah Carey, what a beautiful young lady, what a beautiful song. It's called, I Can't Live If Living Is Without You. Doesn't that go? And what's the next line in there? The same words, but louder. I can't live. And what's the final words in that chorus? The same words, I can't live. And you're screaming this in the mirror in your toothbrush as you wake up in the morning. You are becoming suicidal. Holy cow. No wonder you want to kill yourself. No wonder you say there are no solutions. I can't live if living is without you. And who is the you you're looking at in the mirror? Holy moly. Or depressing songs like Think Twice. Thank you so much, sir. I heard it this morning and I almost cried before coming here. Because we've all had a time when somebody has left us. Somebody we loved so much, all our hearts, all our lives.
Don't think I can't feel that there's something wrong.
And she's saying, don't think that I can't feel that there's something wrong.
You've been the sweetest part of my life.
You've been the sweetest part of my life for so long. She's singing to somebody who's leaving her. I look in your eyes. And there's a distant light. You've gone away. You've gone away. I don't know where.
You and I know.
And you and I both know. There's going to be storms tonight. Affirmation. Affirmation of storms. More storms.
This is getting serious.
But this is getting more and more serious. Oh, more serious. Every day. Are you thinking about you? Or are you thinking about us? We're begging somebody to say. Don't say what you're about to say. We plead with the world. Don't say those things, Mr. Boss.
Look back before,
you leave my life. How many times have we cried saying to somebody, be really sure. I'm a beautiful, wonderful human being with a lot to offer, a lot to give. Before you roll those dice and before you close that door, really think twice. We can be someone together. Think twice. Eugene, we're going to stop there because I'm about to cry again. What a sad song. And I think about all those people that I've left in the past. What did I do? What did I say to make them go away? How did I lose those opportunities in career and work? How did I do that? And we think back about this path we're on and we wonder what we did wrong and we don't know. So instead, every morning I wake up, and I had to play this song twice this morning. I wake up in the morning and I know that the first 10 minutes is so important. No matter how tired I am, I always wake up in the morning like this. Good morning, world. This is Mel Gill. Be prepared. Your life is going to change. Just by meeting me, you are going to change. I am going to change because I'm meeting you. You're adding to my world. How many people wake up like that? What motivates you in the morning? What motivates me is a dream I have, a dream about peace, about world peace. It sounds too far out, but it's going to happen, and I'm going to make it happen. Take a look what's happening in Kosovo. Children are dying. Forget the damn adults. They don't know what the hell they want. They don't know what they're doing. Bombing the Chinese embassy, for Christ's sake, come on. I mean, think about it. Accident? Super nuclear weapons, and they made an accident? You should be worried. This is superpower. Really, think about it.